Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the end of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got the mercenary geologist, my buddy Mickey Fulp, on the line with me. I'll tell you what we're going to talk about to wrap up this hour. And this is basically some, I think, very strong opinions from the Mick. Mickey called me earlier this week and he said, you know, I've got some really strong feelings about the perceived stature of the United States around the world. And he said, I would really like to rant about that on your show. And I thought about it and thought about it and thought about it, and I decided, you know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion. You know, a lot of you folks out there, according to all the communications that I get, that I'm getting from you every day, and I do appreciate those, keep them coming, but, you know, you folks are getting pretty disenchanted with some of the stuff that's going on also. Let me tell you a funny story. I was playing golf yesterday with a friend of mine who is a highly, highly successful business guy, and I made the mistake of bringing up a political issue, and I'm telling you, for 16 of the 18 holes of golf, he's telling me how, this is a very bright man, by the way, very successful guy, he's telling me how unhappy he is with the direction that our country is going in. And he is, for the most part, blaming the current administration. And his comments were, I have to say, very pointed towards the current administration. Mickey kind of feels the same way, I think, in a different sense. He feels that the current administration really is, for lack of better terms, dragging down the perception of the United States around the world. And we're going to chat about that a little bit right now. I also want to know if you guys agree or disagree on this. Please, please continue to respond electronically, because I'd like to know what you think about it. Mick, okay, so you're saying the perception of the U.S. around the world is going down. What do you mean, buddy?
Well, I think it's this. I'll be a mercenary here and quote a drill sergeant. Obama's foreign relation policy appears to me to be coming out of mamby-pamby land, if you will, to be somewhat politically correct and not use a word. I think we have a pansy foreign relations policy. Now, you know, I'm a bit of I'm not really a hawk generally about U.S. foreign policy, but, you know, Obama bows to the king of Saudi Arabia. He bows to the emperor of Japan. Meanwhile, Gaddafi bowed to Condoleezza Rice at one point when Bush was president. And then we have a photo of him shaking hands with Gaddafi. So he was the first president that would ever shake Gaddafi's hand. Never happened before.
You're talking about George Bush.
You know, and meanwhile, he's bowing to emperors and monarchy. He's shaking hands with obviously one of the most despotic dictators on the planet. And every time he talks to the American people, he talks with his chin in the air. And I find that objectionable. I look at what Ronald Reagan did to Gaddafi. When Gaddafi got out of the line in the 80s, he went and bombed the presidential palace, put the man in line.
Yeah.
The French, who are not usually known to be very hawkish, are leading this idea of about a no-fly zone over Libya because the guy is basically attacking his own people unmercifully right now, and it's not like he hasn't done this before. Meanwhile, our foreign policy is basically saying, no, I don't think there's ramifications to a no-fly zone. First, we have to go and knock out all their air defenses. Well, why don't we do that? And then a little bit more of a rant here. We got Billary, and Billary comes on the TV, and she chastises Gaddafi. But to me, it's like your granny saying, now, you kids, be good now. Mm-hmm. And you know how far that went when you were a kid and your grandmother told you be good. So that's kind of my rant from today. You know, I would very much appreciate a strong American presence in what's going on in Libya, and I think, tell you the truth, we just ought to go in and bomb the guy and get him out of there ASAP.
Well, let's take this thing to a little larger arena than just Libya, okay? Because yeah, Libya is important, but there are a lot of areas around the world that are incredibly important right now. Now, just going back, you know, to the comment that you made about whether or not our president is very, very strong internationally. You know, the one thing that I think is interesting, and I'd like your views on this, is in meeting with the Mexican president, okay, our president said, we will not have, even though our border people are getting killed, we will not allow our border security forces to go into your country with weapons, okay? A couple of ways to look at that. Number one, yes, it probably is true that a foreign country, i.e. the United States, should not be able to go into Mexico and shoot people who are shooting at them. However, having said that, I think that in order to protect our own borders and to protect our own personnel, if somebody steps across the line, okay, with malintent, they need, depending on the level of intent, they need to have a malintent, they need to be shot and killed, okay, in my humble opinion. If somebody's shooting at you in your country, you got to take them out. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I would not disagree with that at all. I think we need to protect our borders. You know, I live in a border state, and what I see going on, we're not really affected by the drug violence.
Yeah.
And in fact, it doesn't generally spill over to the U.S. There were 3,000 murders in Juarez last year, and there were 5 murders in El Paso across the border. But if those people with malintent come across our borders, absolutely we should do everything to make sure they do not have any way to return back to their own country alive. You know, we had a rancher, it was probably 2 or 3 months ago, an Arizona rancher killed by some illegal aliens. And, you know, it just leads me to believe we need to protect our own borders. And I think I would agree with Dr. Paul exactly on that. You know, we need to quit raging war against so-called internal terrorists in the U.S. and taking away our rights as American citizens and concentrate on protecting our own borders.
Well, here's a very, very interesting headline from the Arizona Daily Star. The headline is, records show agents fired beanbags in fatal border gunfight. Okay, now for those of you who aren't familiar with that story, here's the deal. Border Patrol agents shot beanbags at a group of suspected bandits before the men returned fire during a confirmation in a remote canyon, killing Agent Brian Terry with a single gunshot, records show, and an illegal immigrant wounded in the gun battle who is now the only person in custody linked to the slaying contends he never fired a shot, according to FBI search warrants requested, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the documents provide the most detailed version yet of what happened in the deadly gun battle December 14th in Peck Canyon, northwest of Nogales. Okay, basically, long story short, the documents say the group of illegal border entrants refused commands to drop their weapons after agents confronted them about 11:15 p.m. Two agents fired beanbags at the migrants who responded with gunfire. Two agents returned fire, one with a long gun and one with a pistol, but Terry was mortally wounded in the gunfight. Okay, that is a bad situation. You don't fire beanbags at people who are trying to enter your country illegally, in my humble opinion. What says the mercenary geologist?
I could not agree more with you, Al. We're both on board on this take.
What do you think is going to happen, Mickey? I've been talking a lot about the situation in the Middle East of late, you know, how it's affecting the price of precious metals. And, boy, I'll tell you, the proof is in the pudding there. We got metals soaring, and we have tensions escalating and violence escalating in the Middle East. So I think that one would say I'm correct in that. But how do you think all of this is going to shake out over there? What's your opinion? Do you think the radicals are going to take over, and then we got a major new chapter in civilization? What do you think?
No, I think the ball's up in the air right now. I don't think we really know how it's going to go. I saw a very interesting program on Frontline a couple of weeks ago, I guess now, about the situation in Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood, et cetera. I think there's some very high risk that the entire area can become even more a problem in the world than it is right now. The real thing that scares me about all this, and it has to do with inflating commodities prices,
right,
driven by the price of oil, but copper at record prices, et cetera, is it's leading to food inflation and food riots. That's what started this whole thing in Tunisia over a month ago now. If this food situation, if food riots spread to Eastern Asia, look out. And that is my, I think that's the real issue here. If food riots spread to India and Indonesia and China, the world could be a very ugly place to live in for a while, both from a violent standpoint and an economic standpoint.
There you have it from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fulp. Hey, take a look at his website. It's a good one. Big Al's got a lot of respect for this guy. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.